USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge has postponed the decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Illinois judge granted Kyle Rittenhouse's request to delay the extradition hearing to September 25th during a brief hearing that was streamed online. Rittenhouse, who is being held, did not appear. The gains keep piling up on Wall Street, and the S&P 500 rallied again to close out its fifth straight winning week. The benchmark index rose 23.46 to 3508, setting another record high and several more superlatives. It was the seventh straight day of gains for the index. It also capped a 3.3% rally for the week to cement its longest weekly winning streak since December, before coronavirus swept the world and sent economies tumbling into recession. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.